Welcome back to another exciting season of 20 Minutes with Chad. And Chad was giving up in season 5, and now we're on season 9. So I don't even know what's going on in the show anymore. So Chad, it's been a while since we recorded. You know, I've been busy, you're busy. Well, not really.
I'm a busy, health issues, yeah.
So what is your plan for the future? I mean, is there anything coming on? We had that great short you did recently.
Well, you see, like, the short, it's been going. It's been, like, getting, like, rejections right now, like, left and right. It's like, what was it? I just got its third film festival rejection the other day. And then the film festival we did get into, apparently they got flagged for something. So Film Freeway was like, oh, we think it's a scam. We're sending your money back, blah, blah, blah. So they gave me credit for that and stuff.
Hold on. We pay money to Film Freeway? We don't send directly to the festival?
I don't know. If Film Freeway, basically, what they do is that they list all the film festivals. The film festivals get the money. But okay. Film Freeway gets a percentage of the sales. So usually, yeah, that's how they make their money. So it's like any film festival, that's basically... So they get a percentage of the submission fees and all that fun jazz. And then they make their money off of like discounts and stuff like that. So it's usually, So like they usually work together with the film festivals to do that. But luckily it was like the film festival we sent it to was, it was just like, getting sketchy after we got accepted so fast. I was like, okay, well, he got accepted. But then I was just like, all of a sudden he started changing dates because the location, I know the theater, not personally, but I know of the theater that they were going to do it. And I was like, okay, I looked at this one to see if the ticket sales, and it wasn't even booked that day. And I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. And the guy's like, we have to get a new location. And I was like, okay. And he was trying to get a new location, and I was just like, and they're having issues, and they changed the dates because it was supposed to be in... end of May, and then I was like, okay, it's going to be May 9th one day. We're going to try to do one day. So certain films aren't going to be screened, blah, blah, blah. And I went to the website, and it was like, the people are all like, this looks like fucking pictures from like the website, like the people who are in charge. And I was like, this is going to be interesting. I mean, it was only $22, and like I said, I got it back. But I was just like... But it just kind of felt sketchy all of a sudden. Like everything was just kind of like, yeah, because the website's not even there no more. Like the actual film festival was. But So I was like, so they have to, Film Freeway has to like return everyone's money. And basically they do as credits. They're like, oh, we'll give you credits and you can just submit this film festival, these film festivals, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, whatever. I'm like, whatever. That was Film Freeway's fault because they usually do. They have to do like all the deep dives and make sure it's legit and have to have websites. And this person had all that information to even get on it. So who knows? It could have been a legit film festival. It just fell through because that usually happens too. So I'm like, it happens, but not hearing from anyone and stuff like that. And that was kind of a boo boo. But it's just like whatever. I have like 5 more festivals. Notifications, and I was like talking to the producer about the co-producer who's been helping with the film festival. I was like, dude, I'm to the point where I'm just like, okay, let's just put it on YouTube if we have to. He's like, no, let's just wait it out because we already paid for the 5 film festivals, so it's just like, let's just wait and play it out. I was like, all right, I still have like a marketing strategy and stuff with all the like the Instagram Frenchie pages and stuff like that and animations, like, so I have the promotional side all figured out, but it's just like that. And then, but yeah, we're just hopefully, we'll see what happens. It would be nice if we get like into one film festival or 2 film festivals and like win an award or something. That'd be nice.
Yeah,
like, I'm like, all, it's like, cause like all my other films that went to film festivals got in film fest, like legit film festivals and won awards. So I'm like, and we got pretty, like we got a few good reviews and all the film festivals that we got rejected from. They're like they actually even back like our judging, like you actually had high scores, but we just couldn't fit it in our program. Oh, which is also, I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, one of them was a short film festival, but they had to pick 100, like, it's like over a 3-day thing, and they had 100 short films. But I looked at the program, I was like, yeah, I don't know. They were like, we really liked it, but we just didn't know where to put it. Like, you were scoring like 7.6 to 7.9 with the judges. Like, that's competition, like getting there, getting screened, winning awards. And I was like, okay. It was like that. And then same with the other ones. I really liked it, but it's just like, we have themes. And I'm like, well, it'd be kind of nice if these film festivals put the themes out before the submissions, so you know what they're looking for. But they don't want to limit their options. That's the one thing I hate about film festivals. Like, and someone's just like, well, festivals, you usually only see 30 people only usually go to a film festival. Or like, it's like people are like, oh, like, why are you sending film festivals where you put it on YouTube and you get like thousands of views and just over a couple hundred? I'm like, yeah, it's true. But it's just like, I like the film festival route. It's kind of traditional, whatever. So it's kind of like, whatever. That's why I only do a few every time. And but someone was just like, when I was putting the rejection stuff on, like, was it X or Twitter? And this guy was like, oh, ironically, unironically, it's like, you're living the dream. I'm like, what? You finish the film and you're sending it to film festivals and actually get responses. A lot of people don't get that no more. Like, you don't. And people, I'm just like, okay. It's like, they usually just say, oh, not selected, and that's it. But they're actually writing to you saying, hey, you know, we do like your film and we've seen you done other films at other film festivals. So they, and so these film festivals are legit film festivals. It's just, it's a pain in the ass where you're just like, okay, okay. Because like I said, this is a lo-fi animation. Like, it's just kind of like, see, to get a film out there. And now, like I said, with my lack of like or limited slash resources and funding, I kept running into stuff where it's just like, I can't, like up here, it's really hard. Like, plus the industry right now is imploding. Like, it's all these companies are shutting down. Like, a lot of people I know in LA, like my resources down there, they're either leaving LA or quitting the business itself. So it's just like, even my friend collaborator, he's talking about like, he's trying to transition out of film too. Like, he went to Vegas, not Vegas. He went to Thailand for about a month and he's gonna come back, and he's just like, he's kind of phasing out everything just to focus on editing, but he's not promoting stuff for editing no more because he's done music videos. It's Andrew. So he's just like, yeah, you know, it's just like, I'm gonna try to phase out and just do like writing, because that's the main thing was writing. And then he also wants to become a teacher, so he might go back to school to become a teacher. So it's like, a lot of people that I came up with and collaborated with over these years, they're all getting like, well, they're also all married and have children, so they have like responsibilities and have to get jobs and stuff. And my friend too, he wants to eventually get married again and have a family and stuff. And I'm just like, that's not in my playbook per se. Like, I'm not interested in getting married. I really don't want to have kids. I just want to do what I want to do. So I'm like, okay with that. So
speaking to the rejection on film festivals, I have a story for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's around the time I met you. I used to be with another film festival, not with them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they would just send me everything, like every submission they got, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just watched bits and pieces. If I liked one, I'd finish it. If I finished it, I would ask for an interview. So I actually did an interview with a submission that did not make the film festival.
Really?
I liked it. I really liked this film. And I think it's, I wish, I can't remember. It was some two people talking and it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get selected. The guy's like, oh, are you a judge or anything? I said, no, I literally am just what I am. I'm an interviewer. And I said, I know the guy that runs the festival. So he sent me all the films and I really liked yours. I'm upset I didn't get selected. So maybe the same thing will happen to you. So I'm trying to say, there's a guy like me that just.
And that's usually, and weirdly, like, that's been kind of my luck in the business per se, because even when I moved, like, so in my 20s, I was very into, like, you didn't know me in my 20s, so I was just like, I did a lot of genre stuff. That's why I was more interested in genres. I was more into feature films and stuff. I was producing a lot more stuff, and then I started running into, like, I own my own business, like my own production company with people and stuff, and our projects weren't making money, so I was just like, I was losing money because I was the one that was backrolling my stuff. I get collaborators, but I was like, I was getting like $10,000 in debt and stuff for that. Like, because I always pay my people, which that's why it cracks me up when people are like, oh, short films, you make it for like 10 grand, 15 grand. I'm like, no, I'm like, I still pay my people, but I do it like low budget where I'm just like, I'm reasonable. I cut and slash things where you're not going to see 15 people on my film set. I'm like, okay, I could pay four or five people and get equipment and like production assurance and all that stuff. I've always played that game really well. I've always been that smart. I'm very do-it-yourself, lo-fi. So I always like laugh when people always do all that stuff where they're saying, oh, this and that and blah, 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 blah. But no, I'm just like, but people like see stuff where it's just like, people go to film festivals, like, oh, like get reached out. Like when Night Night was going to film festival, they got, Night Night got a lot of good reviews, in film festivals. And a lot of people who went to those film festivals contacted me on social media, like, oh, we really like your thing, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, all right, same with Check, Please. I wish I sent it to more film festivals, but I was at the time, I was like, I spent so much time and effort with Night Night where it was just like, I should have focused on the comedy because I always usually focus on the comedy part. So I was like, okay, whatever. But yeah, I usually get that. People always contact me. The same thing with my sketch comedy videos where I put it on YouTube. It's usually, I don't get a hell of like people view it. Like I get maybe get up to 1,000 people maybe who watch it, which is a lot. 1,000 people is better than what's like whatever. But I always get the right industry people to see it, where like casting directors, agents, they're like, oh, like that's how I got an agent. That's how I got SAG, like all that stuff, where it's just like I got all that stuff through projects. I've always done that. That's why it's always weird where it's just like, okay, the business is exploding right now, but it's still going there. I'm like, I'm in the business no matter what. I'm like, whatever. And that's why I'm kind of like right now I'm doing a pivot where I'm like, okay, I can't make a film right now because it's all collaborative and everyone or people like I said, I was trying to do that short film earlier this year and someone wanted me to pay them like $800 per day. And I'm like, okay. And like, do you have the camera equipment? And they're like, oh yeah, I have the camera, but we also need to go through a rental house to get this, 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 and this. I'm like, then why the fuck am I paying you $800 a day? Like, that's what gets me. It just blows my mind. I'm like, if you have the equipment, then if you don't have the insurance, like if they, for example, if they had all the equipment, because usually DPs have insurance for their equipment. So I usually don't do that. I just get basic production insurance and then pay them a little extra money because it's their insurance covering their equipment and so forth. So I have the other production insurance just to kind of balance it out. And then I understand paying them $800 or something a fucking day because you're doing that and paying your insurance. So a lot of people don't think like that. I think like that. But I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to do that for like a 2 minute, 3 minute. Well, it was going to be like a 3.5 because a lot of my short films are like under 5 minutes for some reason. My older shorts, they used to be like 12 to 25 minutes. So I was like, I used to make longer formatted shorts. So I was just like, okay, because I always want to do a feature. But no, it was just like, I was like, okay, I think this is the time because I was like going into the thing like, you know what? I'm not going to produce other people's movies. I decided that recently. I'm not going to write for anyone else. I'm going to write and co-write with someone on my projects. So I'm just like, that's where I'm at now, where I'm like, I don't care if people don't like me no more or whatever. I'm just like doing it my way. If you don't like it, don't accept the job offer. I'll find someone else better to do it. So that's why I was like that. And that's why I'm like, okay, you know, I made that short film, that animation where I'm just like, all right, you know, I'm just going to pivot. And that's why I'm directing plays right now. I'm like, that's where I'm kind of...
You're directing plays?
Yes, I actually... there's this local theater company that does plays out in Napa Valley College.
Is this a paid gig?
No. It's just... That's the thing. It was supposed to be a little community theater thing. And actually, I saw it on Instagram because they were looking for writers. And originally, I was going to write a play, but because I had all my health issues and stuff, and I was just like, not help. I'm like, it's not going to happen. I'm like, I'm sorry. I just haven't had time to work on a thing. You're like, well, we looked you up and you directed a lot of stuff. And we see that you've done stuff here back in the day. You did a lot of theater. And I was like, yeah, I did. And he's like, well, your mentors are like big theater directors and stuff in the Bay Area. I was like, yeah, and I know that. I'm still talking to them and stuff too. You're like, would you be interested in directing a couple one acts? And I was like, sure. And I read the scripts and I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And it's like, even though I live in Fairfield, it's like it's expensive to go there to rehearse because it's going to cost me like about $80 to and from here to Napa. And I'm like, that part's going to suck. But because it's only a one act or two one acts, they only have a limited time because they have to pay for the rooms and stuff, like a rehearsal hall and stuff. So it's just like, So basically, there's only going to be two rehearsals and then a tech rehearsal, which you do all the lights and stuff, and then the performance, which is on the 16th of May. So like right now, that's basically what I'm at right now, where it's just like we haven't even finished casting yet. I just did the script analysis for both the plays. One of the plays, they're going back because one of the plays had five characters, and they're like, they're having issues finding actors. And I'm like, and she's like, do you know anyone in the theater? And I'm like, no, it's just me coming back. I get up old classmates, but a lot of people don't. So she's been hanging up people in Sacramento and the Bay Area to come up because they just want to do it because, but it's no money. So a lot of people be like, why? I'm just taking it as like a little resume thing where I'm just like, okay, because I did some of this stuff like even when I lived in LA. So I kind of like knew because I did like sketch comedy, like where like little bars and stuff and everything. So I did a lot of stuff where I'm just sitting there. I'm like, okay, this is not too difficult. And I was just like, okay, that's what I'm going to do. So I've just been doing that. So I'm waiting for them, one of the playwrights, to rewrite the script to three characters because they do have three actors for that. And then I'm trying to get an actor buddy of mine who hasn't acted for a long time to come in and do one of the other plays as a robot because I know he could play that role really well. And basically the two plays are something it's in my wheelhouse. They're comedies. I had the experience, which is funny because someone was like, but you haven't directed any like plays. I'm like, I've done scenes and stuff where I'm like, I know how to do it. It's like, it's not that difficult, where it's just like directing. I just got to think like visually it's alive. So I got to figure out the visual stuff. And I've already done that. That's why I'm not stressing. It was like, it's a little over 2 weeks till May 16th. I'm like, yeah, I already know what it's going to look like. I already broke down the script. The actors just come to memorize the lines. That's not my problem. You're going to look like a jackass if you don't memorize it. So I'm not too concerned. Like I said, I know I'm a actor's director anyways. I've always focused on the actors and the story. Yeah, I'm a technical person when I make my film sometimes, but it's just like, it's the acting and the story that's always going to be more important. And I even had that where when I was pitching to freaking, Crip TV, when I lived in LA, they're like, a lot of your stuff has a lot of expositions, a lot of like dialogue. I'm like, yeah, it does, but there's a reason behind it. But I'm really enjoying the development and stuff and kind of been getting my juices flowing because I've been talking to the producers and the designers and how I want to get everything up. So that's kind of fun for me where I'm just like, oh, okay. It's kind of, yeah, there's no money because everyone's like, oh, but there's no money. I'm like, yeah. But there's no money making fucking films right now either. So I'm like,
I have some good news for you.
Okay.
Years ago, I did a play for drama class.
Okay.
It has been recorded. I have never seen the tape. I don't know if it still exists. So if anybody out there is listening, please send Chad my high school debut in the only one play I ever did.
What was it?
I played a Texan going after my wife in a hair salon. That's all I can remember about it. And it was years ago. I don't know. I know my dad came to watch it. My girlfriend at the time came to watch it. So I only did one play. This is it. One night only. We all did them in one night.
You see, this is two. It's only one night. So it's just like,
drive to Napa for one night?
For the play, yeah.
And you're not getting comp for gas or anything?
No. And I don't even drive, too. So it's like, well, I mean, I could drive, but I have no car. But I'm just like, I'm lifting. So it's just like, that's the thing where I'm just like, at least it's four. Yeah, I do lift, yeah. That's why it's going to cost me like $80 to and from.
Nobody to help you out?
Not at the moment, because I don't know who's working on it and not. If there's someone from Fairfield, I'd be like, hey, you know, I'll pay you some gas and go it that way or something. There's a will or a way. I'm doing this. Like, I'm really like spot on for this. Where I'm just like, I'm doing this no matter what, even if I have to fucking walk there and stay there for 4 days.
Well, aren't kind they of paying thing. For your accommodations when you get there?
No, it's only like, because Napa is only like 25, 30, less than that from where I live. It's just traffic because you have to go on 80 to Highway 12 Because it's just like, yeah, it's like 30, highway 30. I know,
I have no
yeah.
clue.
And
I've been to Napa Valley, though. I have been there.
that's where it's in that area. So it's just like, it's where it is. So I'm like, I'm not like too much stressed about it. I'm just like, it's giving me something to do. Like, I was talking to a
Well,
friend
you could do
about.
the show more regularly, but that would give you something to do too.
Well, that's the goal where I was just like, I wrote like a to-do list the other day where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try to be consistent and do two shows a week. Not two shows a week,
Piss
but
off Simon, number one.
two.
Number two, send him lots of texts that he'll be annoyed with and not read. Number three, repeat one and two.
Right? No, it's just like, what was it? I'm thinking about this, like doing at least two a month and putting on like the second week and the fourth week. So we record at
Whenever
least
you
have,
want, chat.
so we have like at least two prod, like two episodes a month at least. We might even do more. I don't care. It's just I want to have content out there because I have another friend that was just like, well, he's just like my friend that's turning into like writing only and doing teaching and stuff. He's just like, why don't you just do like podcast plays or serials or something, because that's hot right now. And it's like, and he's like, you know how to do that stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'm thinking about doing that. I might
I'm
take one
here
of my. No,
for you.
that's
I'll do a voice.
what I'm saying. Everyone's gonna be doing voices that I'm saying. So that, and everyone loves it. So I'm like, so I just gotta
One
figure
happy
out
to do
how, what kind of content I want to do. That's one of the big things.
it. You know, I'm
I'm
here
thinking about
for you,
even,
buddy.
no, I know. I have a bunch of people, even like, on the East Coast and all over the place, we're like, "Oh, I'll do
Facts,
it for free."
facts. I don't want money from you.
Oh no! Not the people are like. There's a lot of people are like, "Oh, okay, that sounds kind of cool." So I'm like, and I've always been into like sound design and stuff, anyways, and like I always find editors and sound mixers and sound designers and just kind of put it together. So that's just something else that I'm looking into. Like, so it's just I'm doing other things because I was like basically told my friends, I was like, "Dude, I want to direct a feature at least by 45." I know I'm not going to be able to do a feature this year. Definitely probably not going to make a feature next year, depending on if I get a settlement or whatever, or however, because I don't have a job right now. Well, I'm off duty. So it's just like I'm on a fixed income, so I can't do anything. Like I got a new phone, so I can shoot stuff, but that I might just do like documentary stuff because I'm like, okay, let's try to do something different. For the play stuff, I'm thinking if this goes well, I'm gonna try to find a playwright and then go to different theater companies up here that do pay and like, hey, do you have any spots open in your season for the next year? I want to direct a play. So that's the thing I'm probably gonna do at by summer, where I'm just like, okay, I found a playwright, because usually summer they come out with all the new seasons from fall to spring. So I'm like, maybe do something in 2027 or something. So I'm just like, okay, you know, try to figure out what they're doing and try to get some directing gigs. So I'm probably gonna try to do that. But yeah, it's just like I really enjoy that process right now. It's kind of a pivot because I'm like, all right, because filmmaking, I'm gonna do films. It's just I'm not gonna fight tooth and nail and just keep putting all this blood, sweat, and tears into something where it's just like, everyone's like, no, I want $600, or the post-production someone wants $3,000 for post-production. And I'm just sitting there, I'm looking at these people's stuff where it's like, I'm like, so are you guys working now? They're like, oh, we're not doing anything right now. I'm like, that's because you're asking for $3,000 fucking bucks. Like, I know I value people's time and their work and stuff, and they have bills too, but these people also have day jobs. And I'm like, okay, so you really, it's just like I sit there and I look at it, I'm like, okay, so why are you charging me $30,000? I get it, but I don't have $3,000 to do something. Like, even for my animation, it's like it should have been thousands of thousands of dollars, and I did it in with $800. And I'm just like, and I was, that's all I had. And that also, you had that issue where just like, but with that, you also get the bare minimum from the animators. So it's just like, so you're sitting there like, okay, so you had to be, I had to be creative with getting my editor to chop and slice and multiply and all that fun stuff. So, but that's pretty much my creative juices flowing right now. So,
Okay, you're done.
all right, Chattles out.